Criteria. Local cultural councils use the following rules and review of all funding decisions. All rules are equally important. Additionally, councils have the option of developing local review criteria and may decide how to weigh their importance. Number one, arts, humanities, and sciences. Number two, public benefit. Number three, non-discrimination. And number four, local priorities. Arts, humanities, and sciences. LCC funds may only be used to support programs in the arts, humanities, and sciences in Massachusetts. This definition includes the study, pursuit, performance, exhibition, and appreciation of cultural activities in the broadest sense. How does Mass Cultural Council define the arts, humanities, and/or sciences? Arts refers to the creation of work and the crafts and performing visual, media, folk, design, literary, and interdisciplinary arts. In addition, they also include the presentation and preservation of and education about works in these disciplines. Humanities are types of learning that deal with human values and aspirations, human thought and culture, language and creativity. Examples include, but are not limited to, history, social studies, philosophy, criticism, and literature. Sciences are types of learning that deal with nature, science, and technology in ways that explain how they relate to people's lives. Some organizations that conduct this type of activity include aquariums, botanical gardens, nature centers, natural history museums, planetariums, and science centers. Public benefit. LCC funds must support activities that contribute to the cultural vitality of the community rather than benefiting any private individual or group. However, this does not mean that a large crowd of people needs to participate to satisfy the public benefit requirement. Whenever possible, activities funded by LCCs should be available to the public or community by exhibit, performance, demonstration, reading, or other means. An important component of public benefit is advancing diversity, equity, inclusion, and access. Programs do not need to be in person to provide public benefit. Virtual and remote programming are also effective ways to make programming available to the public. In looking at the requirement of applicants to offer public benefit to a community, LCC should look towards responses from their community input process to better inform their council priorities. Non-discrimination. In accordance with state law, LCCs may not discriminate against applicants on the basis of race, gender, religious creed, color, national origin, ancestry, disability, sexual orientation, or age, nor may they fund projects that discriminate on the basis of these attributes. The American Disabilities Act, ADA, requires that persons with disabilities have access to public programs or services on an equal basis with the rest of the general public. Furthermore, federal law mandates that any programs or services that receives federal or state funding must be accessible to persons with disabilities, and there must be reasonable accommodation made to provide an accessible environment. Therefore, all events and programs funded by the LCCs must consider access for persons with disabilities, including the facility or event location, as well as the content of the program. To ensure equitable access, an applicant's first step is a candid assessment and identification of barriers, physical, virtual, cultural, communication, followed by a bold and innovative plan for improvement. If an applicant puts forth a proposal for a project with strong potential for public benefit, but the local cultural council has concerns about access for persons with disabilities, the LCC may choose to award a conditional approval, which you can find information on page 12 of the LCC program guidelines. This would allow the applicant the opportunity to address the concerns and improve access as a condition of receiving the grant. Local priorities. LCCs are authorized to develop additional criteria and may give different weight to their criteria in order to reflect local concerns and community cultural needs. Council priorities will be posted on the website by noon on September 1st, 2023, so that applicants can see what those council priorities are for that particular city or town. While Mass Cultural Council can encourage LCCs to provide guidance, LCCs have the authority to determine their own local priorities and criteria each year.